cliffcentral.com.
And it's good morning to you and to you and especially to you. This is Spotlight here on cliffcentral.com. My name is Alan Ford, and of course it's good to be with you as we do this every week. We do it every week. We get
every single week.
Every week. And the show is about entertainment. It's about restaurants. It's about all things good, wonderful, and we have a great show lined up for you today. We've got Daniel Barron popping into studio. His new album. So that he's been to number one in the charts 5 times, with 18 hits that have hit the top 20. Which is really, really good. And he writes for everybody. So it's going to be great to have him on the show. And we'll be chatting about the new hotspot in Johannesburg. Not only to stay, but to eat, to play golf, to have your, perhaps your weddings, to do all the wonderful things. And they call it, well, sorry, I've heard the word. Okay. The Saxon on steroids. Okay, it's the new Houghton Hotel. We'll chat to the GM. We'll also talk to the marketing manager of Nescafe about two new great refreshing iced coffees. We'll talk about the Nescafe Re-Coffee Nice and the Nescafe Iced Coffee. And coffee is the way to go in the world. And then Miguel Bruguero is in studio, and he will be speaking about his new album, or his new hit song, My Baby Says She Loves Me. And so yeah, it's a nice full packed lineup, and it's good to be with you this morning. Lots of things happening in and around the city of Johannesburg, all around Cape Town. Lots of things happening in Durban, and of course around the world. So wherever you're joining us, welcome again to the show. Again, Kinky Boots rocking the Cape, so don't miss that one. We've got Peter Dirk Ace all over the show. We had him on the show last week. We've got top rock artists coming out. And pantomime. The best thing for your inner child and for your child. It's all happening. So good to have you with us. How are you doing, Miguel? Welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for having me. I am fantastic.
Are you enjoying the start to the process of the limelight?
I love it. It's a great process, and it's still very new to me, this whole entertainment industry.
Okay.
So I'm still adapting.
So firstly, tell me about you and your life and your song has gone viral. It's all over the show at the moment. Where did your love for singing begin? And here's going to go the story. This is how it always goes. It's like when I was a little boy, my mother said I could sing beautifully. So that's what happened. So when did it begin?
So that's not true at all from my side. Singing really became a passion about 4 or 5 years ago for me, mm-hmm. when I really started singing. That was after I entered Idols,
yes.
and did the whole chipmunk wooden mic thing.
Now this is your thing, eh? Have you heard him do this?
I was the chipmunk guy.
Okay. Have you heard this guy? Okay, you've got to do a chipmunk stuff for us.
You've got to listen
to this one. Okay, all right.
This isn't how I really sing.
Okay, all right. So, do you need the?
I've never done it with keys.
So you just do it.
I'll just freestyle something.
And so you're gonna freestyle as an Alvin, Simon, or Theodore?
I'll do an Alvin.
Okay, I want to check which chipmunk you want to be here.
Are you guys ready?
So before we take him seriously, let's see the stuff he comes up with.
Okay,
and take it away.
Won't you take me to Funky Town? Won't you take me to Funky Town?
That's enough for the day.
Awesome. I wanted more of that.
That's the go-to Alvin song from the movie. That was the first song I tried to sing like and mimic when I watched it.
Okay,
so you're laughing nicely on the side.
so basically, you're an Alvin and the Chipmunks wannabe, which is a good thing
at the time.
But you're never going to be a chipmunk.
I thought it was going to win me wooden mark, but it didn't. But my life changed after that.
Okay.
So that's when music actually started.
What were you doing before that?
I was playing soccer full time.
Ah, Portuguese. You know the Portuguese in South Africa.
That was my dream.
The Lebanese, the Portuguese, the Italians, and all my darky brothers
all
and sisters.
Football.
and the colours in Cape Town.
Yes, yes.
It's a football. Get it. So, and how did you do with football?
So I got to, you could say, like semi-professional level, the highest I got to.
So your family sent you overseas to go and try
this? No, I never got a chance to go overseas. I've signed for a team in Cape Town. I was playing for Vasco for a while.
Okay.
But otherwise, I was mainly like Vodacom League, bridging into NFD League, which is like Div 1, Div 2. So I didn't really get to the highest level, but it was always my dream was football.
Okay, so all right, yeah. So that's things change, by
things
the way.
Change, things change. Now I sing like a chipmunk.
It was my dream to be a Mr. South Africa. It didn't happen. Times are tough. Come up with something else. Well done. That hint you have. Okay. That's the most important thing. At least you found something else to do. And I believe you... Well, I listened to some of your stuff, so you did well. You know, because, again, and Daniel, you know this. Daniel Barron, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much. Thanks, Adam. Okay.
Bring that mic closer to you.
Yeah.
Daniel, you know how many times... And I know you've worked with... Seriously, some of the best artists in this country. You've collaborated, you've produced, you've performed, you've had. Is it? Am I right? Five number ones.
We're just going on six now. Yeah,
six crazy. Number ones. Yeah, okay, yeah. So, okay, six number ones. But a lot of people have either got the talent or they don't have the talent. I mean, you'd make, in my opinion, a great judge of the voice or those type of things, because for years, you understand how what it's like to be in this business, to have been judged yourself. In a competition, I
yes,
think.
Yes.
And you know that there are a lot of people that your mom told you could sing, but that doesn't mean you can.
That's true. That's true. And you know, it's an interesting one, because I work with a lot of, you know, aspiring artists that, you know, it's sometimes when it comes to music and when it comes to releasing a new song and when I produce music for people, you know, sometimes the song can carry a voice. Sometimes if you look at the industry in the world and the history of all the massive hits, sometimes the artist doesn't actually have the best voice of all time kind of thing. But because the song is phenomenal, it kind of carries it in a way. And I'm not to say that the singer is bad or anything, but like, I mean, I don't think I'm the best singer in the world, but I mean, sometimes you write a song that is catchy and it kind of carries it.
And of course, the famous song was your smash hit, Children of the Sun.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. Which maybe we'll do later.
Cool. Just to remind you. Can do an acoustic one, yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Which is really, really great. And of course, I mean, platinum selling artist. This is Daniel Barron. Award winning, chart topping, songwriter, producer, 16 radio chart hits, six number one hits in his name. He's worked with the guys across the board. I mean, from people like Bongo to Euphonic to Proverb to and so many other people. So you've been doing this, so you know this thing. So now let's just see, because this is what we're going to do, how we judge things, you and I, okay? Because we're going to do this, okay? And you're going to join in the process for fun. Now, you're a soccer player that's now a singer. So we want to see how he does it.
I can't wait to hear your track.
So we're going
to
do it right now. That's what we're going to do.
Oh, wow, nice.
And you know, everybody sings for their supper. So, do you like a massage? You know,
we all do. We all love a good massage.
I won't be doing it, nor will anyone. It's a professional place.
I don't know where you're going with this, but
that's a professional place that does.
Okay. I would love a massage.
And so this massage is. I keep my cards in my pocket, but it's a 700 voucher. That you're all getting for being here today.
No way.
But you got to sing for your supper. Okay.
I hope that means everybody, hey?
Wait, no. This is, they're bringing other things here.
I'm just kidding. I'm kidding.
On the keyboard, we have Silas Naika, all the way from KwaZulu-Natal. Thank you for being here, Silas. And I won't call you Silas the Virus, because that's just weird. Even though there is a lovely movie called Con Air, the man thought I was trying to insult him. I'm not. Do you need headphones so you can listen to the music?
Yeah, you might.
You might need it.
These are yours.
Okay. Can we just tap the piano there? Let's just have a look. The keyboard. Okay. Wait. Let's try now. Lovely. Okay.
Ooh, that's beautiful.
We're ready to go. Oh, now we're ready to go. Okay. Cool. So, are you ready to take this away? What's your levels? Because I heard you singing from outside, so you can hit notes.
Okay. I'll hit. Okay. I'll go a bit back.
So you gotta go a bit back.
So my baby says she loves me. Eh?
My baby says she loves me. It's just taken to the charts. Miguel Perego.
Let's go.
Take it away.
My baby says she loves me, but I know that's all a lie. My baby says she needs me, tries to make me feel guilty when she cries. My baby says she wants me, but ask about the others and she'll deny. The truth is clear to see, there's someone better out there waiting for me. I'm living a lie, how could I have been so blind? I'm living a lie, even through heartbreak I still tried. I don't need this in my life. I think it's time to say goodbye. No more, no more. My baby says she loves me, but she'll always put me last. My baby says she needs me, but we'll leave given the chance. My baby says she wants me, believing in her lies is in the past. The truth is clear to see, there's someone better out there waiting for me. I'm living a lie. How could I have been so blind? About love, it has to come equally from both sides. There's no point in trying. She is not right for me in my life. My baby says she loves me, but the truth is clear to see. There's only one thing on her mind: to string me along in her life. I don't need this in my life. I think it's time to say goodbye. No more. No more. I'm living a lie. How could I have been so blind? Living a lie. Even through heartbreak, I still try. I don't need this in my life. I think it's time to say goodbye. No more. No more.
Wow.
Wow, that's really, really, really incredible.
Thank you so much.
No, but seriously, that was great.
I was a bit loud in the beginning, I heard.
No, but listen, hold on. Wow.
That was great.
That thank really you, was excellent. You, and you. I've got to tell you something. So you wrote this song yourself?
Yes,
I did. And do you play keys, or you just, how did you write it?
So, my keys is good enough just to write songs, but I by no means can accompany myself. That's why I have the great Silas James.
That's brilliant.
Brilliant. I love that.
I've never seen that before, playing keys with drums. You've inspired me. I want to try that. That's like, heck, that's amazing.
Daniel, do you see what now, this winner of those shows. Do you catch it?
Yeah.
How far absolutely. Did you get in your idols?
Well, I just did the audition because I sang like a chipmunk, so I was trying to get wooden marks. So obviously I didn't go through. Okay.
That's not bad.
And I didn't know I could sing until after that. I only started singing after Idols.
Really?
Then I started.
When
like,
was that?
That was 5 years ago. No? Okay. I lost.
You're a Portuguese Catholic boy. Didn't you go sing in church?
No.
What's wrong with you?
Never.
I mean, hey.
I was very ignorant to the music industry. I had like zero background.
Because you wanted to be a soccer player.
I wanted to be a soccer player.
You're thinking of Ronaldo.
Seriously? That was my dream, I promise you, like to be Ronaldo. I actually, funny story, got to be Ronaldo. They cut my hair, gave me a spray tan because I'm just not at that tan level that he is. And I had to freestyle and do a like accent and interviews as if I was Ronaldo. This was for the South African National Blood Service. So it was like a promo event thing at malls and stuff. Mm-hmm. So that was pretty cool. So I technically got to live my dream and be Ronaldo, but not in the way I'd always wanted to, but you know.
Well, it's so great to have you in studio, so welcome, and we're going to get you in more often.
Thank you so much.
Some really fun things. But on that note, thank you so much. So here is your voucher. Don't go anywhere. And that's courtesy of the Skin Sense Day Spa in Rivonia. They're in Johannesburg here, just around the corner from cliffcentral.com.
Awesome.
And they offer a comprehensive range of expert beauty treatments for both men and women. Now, if you want to feel good, if you want to have a massage, full body massage, just to get all that long day, all that stress. If you want your nails done, I don't know if you need that specifically, but everyone should have a mani and a pedi. Walk through those doors and you'll be shown a secret. It looks like Bali here in the middle of Sandton, and it's wonderful. And this month, by the way, if you're listening, 10% of all the proceeds from their specials would be donated to CANSA, the Cancer Association of South Africa. Of course, we are Cancer Awareness Month. Yeah. So it's cancer. Go and help them out. You can create your bookings, or you can look at the special offers at cliffcentral.com, or find out more at www.skinsense.co.za, where you can book all your treatments or even shop online. And Daniel Barron, you're one of the patrons for cancer, aren't you?
Yes, yeah.
I'm right, eh?
Yes, yeah. It's very close to my heart. My little cousin passed away from cancer about a number of years ago now, when he was 13, mm-hmm. and it's something that we've every time I get a call from them and they need a performer or whatever, that's the one cause that I'll drop everything and head through to help him out. Yeah,
and I want to just say something. These are all linked together because the SA Blood Association and cancer, they all work together because you often need blood when you're being treated for cancer. And of course, so both great organizations if you want to get involved to help other people out. It's important stuff, important stuff. So Daniel, again, we look at your career and how long you've been doing this for. How long is it now? It's long.
Actually, this month, and you know, funny enough, we're going to be releasing a little video to celebrate 10 years. So it's 10 years since I started officially in the music industry. So it's 10 years.
And remind everyone, how did you get into this?
So when I was about 15, 16, I realized what I wanted to do, and I saw a couple of concerts and I just got this like longing feeling to be on a stage, you know, and create music, and that's when I started writing music, and then started doing like little shows, little gigs, performing at weddings, singing at country clubs and stuff.
But were you a youngster playing piano?
Playing piano, yeah.
From how old were you?
So I taught myself to play the piano when I was about 9 or 10. But before that, I was actually a drummer. So I was like 6-year-old playing drums and stuff. So that was like my first little thing. I grabbed anything I could find. I ended up drumming on my mom's pots and pans in the kitchen. So that was right there. But my career officially took off when I entered Idols in 2009. Mm. I was in matric and I made it pretty far in the competition, and then after that, you know, I then went full force, and you know, a lot of people think after something like that you can just sit back and let everything come to you, but it's the complete opposite. You've just got to work even harder, and
a lot of young people listen to the show, but and parents and all demographics, but I do want to remind people of one thing, that there some of the guys, if you just look here in South Africa, and let's say America for example. Okay, I mean, where is Will Young?
He's UK.
I know, but we haven't heard from him.
Where is
so
he?
I mean, I know where he's from. Yeah. But I mean, he's not on the scene. Yeah. Number one. Number two is even our local idols. Like if you think of someone like Karen, and some of the winners, you know, if you don't work at this, you're not going to get.
And it's tough, though.
It's very tough.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, and I said, these reality shows, you've got to be careful with, because they do sell false hope. I judged the Top Earning Presenter Search, the first one, when Simba won. God rest him. And I will tell you something funny, is that there was a lot of talent out there, but a lot of them didn't do anything with it, of the top 10. Okay, and even then, just because Top Earning was a platform, and now it's no longer, by the way, there are still, you still have to go for the next gig. You don't stop. You write. You're collaborating. You're creating your own TV shows. Otherwise, you're going to be. You actually end up getting very stuck.
I actually feel like there's added pressure from being on the competition, because people expect things from you constantly. Yeah. So you have these expectations that you have to meet all the time. So it makes it a lot more difficult.
And at the same time, you know, you release a song and it does well and it goes onto the charts, and then you may release a next song and it may not do as well. And then I think that's where a lot of artists get sort of maybe like, oh, okay, let me just take a break. You know, because it's tiring, and it's tiring on the heart as well, because you put your heart into something, for you spend months on a song, you release it, and then it just like kind of doesn't do as well or whatever. But that is where I harness the kind of the power, and you kind of harness that energy into the next one, and you just like keep going, and you just don't give up. It's not an option, you know. And then the next number one comes, and that's how it happens, you know.
And that's how it works in life. And I've always said this to people, like if you look at someone like Matt Marinas, who I know you both worked with, Stage Works. He is a drummer for Graham Watkins Project. He's a producer. He's a songwriter. Then he's a teacher. Yeah. Then he's my director for a number of my TV shows.
Videographer.
He's phenomenal. He filmed the Children of the Sun music video.
Then he's filming. Yeah. Then he's editing. Then he's doing I can never get that word. Okay, but seriously,
and he's a father,
and he's a dad, and he's a husband, and he's just come back from Thailand. He's just a loony. He's a Looney Tune, but he's Looney Tune because he has to keep it alive in this business.
Yeah,
and you know what? We will in the next couple of weeks talk about SA Style Awards. And someone like Joel Grogor, who's actually in studio at the moment, will understand this. It's how many magnificent Miss South Africas we've had, and they've gone on to even become as universes. But here's the interesting thing, is that they have to keep their legacy alive. So they start doing charity work. They start becoming businesswomen. They become authors. They become TV presenters.
It's the same with sports stars.
Same thing. You transform all the time. Otherwise, you get stuck.
Mm.
Now, on that note, Daniel, take a seat at the keyboard.
Sure.
Okay. All right. Silas, thank you for allowing us to use your keyboard. Okay. Dan, you're going to need a mic.
Okay. I have to steal Miguel's mic.
Okay. So there's something I'm going to ask you to do, because now we're going to do some weird things. Okay. Weird things. Cool. Okay. Grab that mic. So Dan, what was the first song that you tried out for Idols? We're going to have a little bit of fun here.
Yeah, that was a song called Apologize by One Republic.
Okay.
Jeez, I haven't played that in a while. Okay.
So you want to give a verse of it?
Let's try.
Let's try and do an anthology of Daniel Barron.
Okay, that's a cool idea.
Okay, I mean, six number one. I mean, platinum record seller and award winning. Let's see.
Thank you.
Dan, just hold a second. Let's just make sure.
Holding on your rope got me 10 feet off the ground. I'm hearing what you say, but I just can't make a sound. You tell me that you need me, then you're gonna turn me around and say, you tell me that you're sorry. Say that it's too late to apologize. It's too late. It's too late to apologize. It's too late to walk away.
That is brilliant, Dan. Brilliant. Okay. Now, so that was your first song that you played nationally to the country.
Yeah, yeah.
Then all of a sudden, your hit, Children of the Sun, rocked the charts. Okay, so let's have a piece of Children of the Sun. Of the Sun.
That was about, say about
10 years ago.
Six years later, after Idols. So
because this is interesting. Yeah. This smash hit broke the records. It debuted all over, basically. All right, and went to number one because it debuted at number 30 on the 5M top charts.
It was one of the first songs in history of the country to debut at number one on the 5FM chart.
Oh, no, you debuted at number one?
At number one, yeah. I remember that day. I almost like passed out. That's crazy.
Because I'm not a song debut chart writer or judge. I still never understand how you judge these things because it sounds a little bit old and I'm not that old. But sometimes I listen to a radio station right across from us here called LM Radio, and they play Casey Kasem's American Top Hits from the 1960s, 70s. And I always think to myself, how do you get up the charts?
Well, it's judged on. I mean, especially the American version. I mean, it's judged on record sales. It's judged on just popularity. They take a couple of things into play, and it's also radio play. It's like they take a few things, and that's also how the big billboard chart is judged as well.
Streams, requests,
everything. Yeah, they take a lot of things into account.
So this went straight to number one.
Yeah, and I think that, and it's also votes, so people can actually go and vote as well. Yeah.
Okay, so cool. So this is the song, Children of the Sun.
Cool.
We are forever young, in vain we run from the night. It's dreaming of Avalon. We're staring at the sky. We are children of the sun. We st- something forever young. The light is burning brighter than the wicked things that we have done. But now love has begun. We are still the children of the sun. Forever young, we're walking on beams of light. The stars are becoming one. We're staring, staring at the sky. Yeah, we are children of the sun. We stay forever young. The light is burning brighter. Sun.
That's wow. That's
thank you.
Yes.
Yeah.
Thank
guys, you. It's
amazing,
eh? Beautiful. That is really cool stuff. Daniel, Baron, don't move. We're going to get everyone still singing, doing some a lot more stuff here. This is cliffcentral.com. My name is Alan Ford at Spotlight. It is so good to be with you as we say goodbye to the end of October. We're moving into November. Christmas is just around the corner, but you can feel. Especially in Johannesburg. Cape Town was cold this past weekend. But Johannesburg, we're sitting on 35 degrees if you're going up north. And this is where I'm so happy that that Nescafe have come in with such a very clever, clever product. So I want to welcome Navasha Patha to the show, the marketing manager of Nescafe. Welcome.
Hi, thanks for having me.
This brand has been in South Africa for what, like almost like 100 years.
Yeah, so I think Nescafe Rare Coffee, South Africa's real heritage coffee brand, around since 1952.
Yeah.
So yes, for a long time.
A long time. Okay, yeah. I'm a bit dramatic. Sometimes I've got 100 years. Means I'm at 70. Yeah. Odd, 68. Yeah. All right, so now, first of all, this is really, really cool stuff. Hold on, wait. I like to have a bit of a milkshake in the studio. It's going away. So this is it's called Rare Coffee. Nice. Tell us firstly about it.
Yeah. So, you know, I think coffee culture globally is exploding. And
it is.
Yeah. And of course, you see the trend now towards cold. So as Nescafe, we really wanted to lead that conversation. And South Africa, with our beautiful climate, our young, youthful, energetic population, we thought, why not give them an iced coffee experience they can enjoy anytime, anywhere, on the go. And hence these two new launches were born. So Nescafe Rare Coffee Nice Iced Coffee, which is really that milky, creamy cup South Africans enjoy. But if you're a coffee purist or a real enthusiast and you're looking for that bold, intense coffee experience, then the Nescafe Iced Coffee ranges for you.
Okay, this, so before Tashes, okay, because I'm going to just play on that for a second.
Yeah.
Okay. We the 90s revolution, was commercial iced tea. We saw a lot of the commercial iced tea come out. Now, of course, iced tea has been around forever because, I mean, that's what you, if it was hot, you wouldn't want to have hot tea necessarily. In London, when it was cold, you have iced tea. Now, we're seeing the coffee revolution.
Exactly.
In terms of iced coffee. And I'm saying you've seen it now from the 2000s where this has become a new thing. But of late now, you can actually get it in the stores.
Exactly. So coffee's life, right? So now you can have that coffee experience ice cold, perfect for summer. And as we move into the festive season, when you're on that beach or you're off to the next party, the perfect hydrating coffee experience ice cold.
And I don't want to knock the other products, but I mean, seriously, this can be really much better from you than Red Bull. No, but seriously. I mean, it's just coffee. Mm. It's not like 75 tons of caffeine that you're going to bounce off the wall and fall over, okay? You can temper this.
Yeah, so it's that delicious coffee experience that you know and love, but it's now cold, and it's, of course, in these delicious variants, so original, caramel, mocha, so all these...
Can you get the bucket for me there in the corner? Because let's have some. Do you want some ice coffee?
Sounds lovely.
Let's have some.
Yeah.
Everybody.
Eager to hear what you guys think.
Just pass it out. Just grab whatever you feel. So again, you had a lovely launch, a huge festival. There's. go and try some of this. This is really cool. You had a great launch with all the top names.
Yeah, we had loads of fun last week at the launch, and I think
tell us who were there. I mean, it was rocking.
So
I was out of the city, so I couldn't be there.
Just to name a few, we had Shoma Josie and Lady Zamar do a live performance. Mm-hmm. So of course, that was the hit and really got the energy up. But it was that summer pool party beach vibe, and I think the great thing for us is when people tasted this, they could see it in their active lifestyles. They could see it on the go when they're traveling, and the taste feedback is what we were really looking for.
Yes.
And people loved it, so I'm hoping you guys do too.
And you know, I think this is important because you are corporate to some extent.
Yeah.
And here are phenomenal singers. Did you like their voices?
Oh, loved it.
How
beautiful. Beautiful, amazing. Gave me goosebumps.
And they're energetic, they're young, they're mm-hmm. funky. We're going to have some in a moment. We're going to have some Latino, Portuguese, Espanol, Spanish music.
Awesome.
Are we going to have some?
We can do like Gypsy King.
I want to hear some Gypsy
King. Some Gypsy King.
Silas, you're going to do some Gypsy King. Okay, cool. So we're going to get the whole theme of summer and.
Perfect.
Okay. You see.
Perfect partner.
So connect,
yeah.
Share information.
Exactly.
This is delicious.
Oh, glad you think
so. See how cool is
it?
This is what we do. We get top number one hit selling people commenting on beautiful things, which is the truth, by the way. No one gets paid to do this.
Yeah.
It's about being authentic. That's what it's about. So
tell me again.
Okay, Joel Grogo.
This is absolutely delicious.
Are you tired of not having coffee in a cup? I mean, in... Don't use me to sell this. It's amazing.
Okay, so I want to come back to my Portuguese-Spanish South African over here. All right, just for a second, Josh, because Daniel, Josh is not here. Josh didn't arrive. Actually, Josh is going to get help from me. He must come. He's my human jukebox. I bring him in and make him just sing and play things for me. But you know, I've got other people that can do that. But I want to come back to something interesting is that, again, when you are working with corporate South Africa and doing music, it's so much fun to be able to do commercials, to do that. That's how it works. Mm, in this country, you know, people didn't realize that Jennifer Aniston's big rise to fame was, besides Friends and all the stuff she's doing in America, but in Asia, was selling Heineken.
Really?
Yes.
I didn't know that.
She used to do all the Heineken ads.
Wow.
And now she's on the Emirates ads.
Because she loved Heineken. Now she's doing all the Middle East.
Yeah.
Relevancy, find ways to be relevant. Mm, and obviously to make money.
One of the biggest
That's the point.
Yeah, that's one of the biggest things in my career I wrote the DSTV theme song. I write a lot of music for corporates as well. For like.
So let's hear the DSTV theme song.
Okay.
Watch.
Mistakes, nothing's gonna get you down. Don't give up just yet. Don't forget you are not alone in this crazy town. Take away the tragic, feel it in the moment. Don't you know there's magic all around? There is so much more.
And please, you know, we always have to do this. DSTV is fantastic. Please, I've got a number of TV shows on CakeNet, on Mzansi, and on Mnet. Brought to you courtesy of DSTV, so much more. That's how you do an ad and keep
good
it going.
One, good one.
All right, Daniel, we're going to talk about some more of the stuff that you are up to and your new... as I keep doing this week after week, it fascinates me when you have the guys from Forever Plaids in studio with The Color Purple, with The Pantomime, with people like Josh Ansley, because in this industry, everybody has to collaborate together. So You 1 minute you're in a panto, the next minute you're singing with PJ Powers, World in Union for the Rugby World Cup. Hopefully they're doing that somewhere, if someone had a brain. I mean, I'm sure they're, it was Monte Cassino, I hope you're listening, you know, because that would be cool. And they're actually one of the sponsors here of the show. So hopefully that's, people are doing those type of wonderful things. But you're always collabing. You're always doing collaborative work. Now, I want to talk about this new song of yours.
Yes.
Okay. What is the name of the song? The
song's name is Tula.
Okay, it's Tula. Mm. And it features John Sonole and Zena. Now,
and they're both from
Stageworks and Born to Perform. Okay, correct. Now, Miguel.
Yes.
Knows them very well.
Very well.
You know them.
I know both of them very well.
You and Zena are working on something.
We're actually working on a single together.
Okay, do you see?
She's phenomenal. Yeah.
And you know John.
I know John as well.
Now, I'm doing we're doing some work with Adcock Ingram, one of my big clients, and John's writing our anthem.
Amazing.
Involved with that.
Amazing.
So and who's producing it? Matthew Marinas. So the world is very, very small.
Yes.
And so that's why
it.
Yeah, work together and create magic. That's what it's about.
It's a great song, by the way.
Thank you.
So you've heard the song?
I have, of course.
All right. So Daniel Barron, Tula. All right. This is released this week.
It released about a week and a half ago.
Mm-hmm.
11th
of October.
Yeah, that's the one thing I just want to warn you. I can't play that live.
No, you can't.
Yes. That's actually the first song that I've ever released under my name that I actually don't physically sing on it.
Okay.
So I've acted like a bit of a Calvin Harris or David Guetta vibe where I'm literally the silent producer and they're doing the
okay.
magic.
So let's do something, okay, because this is how I think we should do things in the world. Why don't in mid-November, okay, we actually have a lot of great things happening, by the way, in mid-November. We've got SA Style Awards happening. We've got top international models coming in, Miss Universe, former Miss Universe coming in. There's going to be lots of great things that we're going to be doing. We're actually dedicating a show to the SA Style Awards because style works in so many different ways. But added to that, what we will be doing is maybe in November get John, Zena, and yourself to come
amazing.
And do.
Oh, that'll
how
amazing.
About we do that? All right, so we've got a deal.
Deal, yeah.
And everyone gets vouchers from Skin Sense, yeah. Because we want to make life happy. All right, so we've got a full pack lineup happening. November's going to be insane, by the way, on the show. Some crazy things happening, both from here and from guys from abroad. So it's really going to look at some great stuff. So that's the deal. So you can't do it, but you're going to come in and play. And
absolutely.
And then we'll do some cool stuff. If you just joined us, this is cliffcentral.com, and I want to thank all my special guests in studio for being here with us as we talk about great, great things. I'm going to now get Miguel, you to take to the keyboard.
Okay.
As well, Silas.
Good old Silas.
All right, we're going to get Daniel to do some more fun things. So swap your marks and swap things and work how it goes, and we're going to talk about, we're going to spice things up, okay? Because in the lovely tradition of this beautiful, hold on, I'm just licking. Coffee off my fingers. It sounds weird, eh? People think, what are you doing in that studio?
But it's that good.
But it's all about summer and something's nice and something's quite sexy, which I think summer's always sexy. I mean, winter's lovely, but it's not as sexy as summer. I mean,
so
you don't see people walking in bikinis in winter.
True.
Think about it. So let's spice things up. So coming, we had the Simon, the Alvin and the Chipmunks.
You did.
Right? But now, where did this... obviously, you're from Portuguese descent.
Correct.
With a bit of Spanish in you.
Yes.
All right? And so, you're also speaking to that genre.
Completely. I love Latin music. I actually perform predominantly Spanish and Portuguese music. And actually,
really?
Even in South Africa, when I'm booked outside of the Portuguese community, that's what they want me to perform as well. So it's mainly...
So this
Latin.
Is your vibe?
This is my vibe. This is my vibe, for
okay,
sure.
Okay, so this is how we... So we've heard your hit song that's now on the charts, but this is what you do live.
Yeah.
Okay, you see, it's a different thing again, hey, Daniel. It's that thing that can work commercially, that you need all your synthesis, whatever those words are, all those fancy things that you what's it?
Synthesizers, yeah.
Synthesizers and... Yeah. Desks, but when you're performing live and you've got that spirit, and you can, I mean, you could be the South African Ricky Martin if you do this right.
Yeah,
that's a big
with a girlfriend, not a husband. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Okay, so all right, so yep.
So do you want to? I can do a small stripped down version of a Gypsy King song, and then maybe Despacito because I feel like
oh,
it,
wow. Yes,
I
know that. Oh, lovely. We need both. Yeah, we need
okay.
both.
Okay,
all right, so
do you want the stripped down first, or you want the
okay? I want the stripped down gypsy okay. kings, because there is nothing better than the gypsy kings, actually. I mean, that was the first actual, it opened up Latin American music completely, to the world, completely. Really. Saying the gypsy kings were before the Jennifer Lopez's, the Ricky yes. Martins. I mean, they were there, but they really in the 70s mm. opened up the world to Latino music. So let's honor the Gypsy Kings. The Gypsy Kings. Here we
okay.
go.
Pienso que un sueño parecido no volverá más. Y me pintaba las manos y la cara de azul. Y mi improviso en el viento rápido me llevó. Y me hizo volar en ese infinito. Volaré, oh, cantaré, oh, oh, oh. Nel blu dipinto di blu, felice di stare lassù.
Yeah.
Whoa. Oh, wow. That was phenomenal.
Okay, that was so really, really phenomenal. Oh, we're going to play a lot in life, because I'm going to find you to do things that are interesting.
Use me and abuse me.
I'm going to.
I got your back.
Absolutely. Okay. And I got people that know people, and they can help do crazy things. That is really magnificent. Now, I want to come to that. You said you're going to do something else, so it's because Despacito.
Despacito, yeah. Okay, right. Despacito.
All right. So, okay.
And we'll start it off chilled, and then when the chorus comes, we'll
and you're gonna rock
spice it up.
A bit,
okay. Yeah.
All right. Okay. All right. Let's get ready for this. Here we go. Miguel, rock it.
Ya llevo un rato mirándote. Tengo que bailar contigo hoy. Vi que tu mirada ya estaba llamándome. Muéstrame el camino que yo voy. Tú eres el imán y yo soy el metal. Me voy acercando, voy armando un plan. Solo compensarlo si así lo pozo. Oh yeah, yeah. Ya me está buscando más de lo normal. Todo mi sentido va pidiendo más. Escuta tu mano sin ningún apuro. Despacito, quiero respirar tu cuero despacito. Deja que te diga todo eso al oído. Para que tu cuero si no estás conmigo. Despacito, quiero desnudarte a besos despacito. Firmar las paredes de tu laberinto. Y hacer de tu cuerpo todo manuscrito. Oh, quiero me bailar tu pelo. Quiero ser tu ritmo. Que le enseñes a mi boca tus lugares favoritos. Déjame sobrepasar tus dones de peligro. Hasta provocar tus gritos y cubrir este apetito. Si te pido beso, ven dalo. Yo sé que sabes pensarlo. Yo intento intentarlo. Mami, estoy dando y dando. Sabe que tu corazón conmigo te hace pam pam. Sabe que esa beba está buscándote mi pam pam. Repare mi boca para ver cómo te sabe. Quiero que recurve con tu amor, esto te cabe. Yo no tengo prisa, yo me quiero dar y bye.
Desplacemos lento, despesado, ay. Pasito a pasito, suave, suavecito. Nos vamos pegando poquito a poquito. Cuando tú me besas con ese destreza, es que sin malicia, con delicadeza. Pasito a pasito, suave, suavecito. Nos vamos pegando poquito a poquito. Es que se ve esa un rompecabezas, pero pa' montarlo aquí tengo la pieza. Oye, despacito, quiero respirar tu cuero despacito. Deja que te diga tosas al oído, para que tu cuero si no estás conmigo. Despacito, quiero desnudarte a besos despacito. Firma las paredes de tu laberinto. Hacer de tu cuerpo todo manuscrito.
Go, Dan, join. One, two, go.
Oh, yeah. Oh, quiero ver bailar tu pelo, quiero ser tu ritmo. Que le enseñes a mi boca a tus lugares favoritos.
Oh, yeah.
Déjame sobrepasar tus zonas de peligro. Hasta provocar tus gritos y cubrir este apetito. Despacito.
Bravo! That was really cool. Very
yes,
cool.
Yes. Obrigado. Thank you very much.
Obrigado.
Brilliant. Obrigado.
Very good.
Thank
Grazie
you.
Mille. That is really, really beautiful
Thank
stuff.
Thank you so much.
What a talent. And you thought soccer was your thing. You didn't get it, did
Deep
you?
Deep down inside, I still feel like it's
okay, hold on. Hold on. Let me give you the
I love soccer
an
so
old
much.
Let me go back to the top winning days when I was a bit ruthless. You know what? Sometimes, I'm just saying you're 25 now.
No, I love what
if
I
you,
do.
If you're going to be hitting, if you're going to be playing for Man U.
That would have happened.
It would have happened.
Yeah, I hear you.
Someone's going to break the truth.
I'll stick to FIFA now.
So you seriously have got, no, you know what you should be doing? Singing at the FIFA World Cup. That's what you should be doing.
Okay.
If yeah. That should be your platform.
That would be fantastic.
Okay, that should be your thing.
Yeah.
So someone's got to wake you up and say, get with the program.
We need to find that guy.
Oh, this like these naughty Portuguese. I'm happy you're going to play here. I want to move on slightly and quickly before we come back to sing some wonderful things in the studio. To introduce you to Wesley Grobler, and as I said, Wes is the GM of the new, it's a brand new hotel called the Houghton Hotel here in the heart of Johannesburg. And welcome to the show.
Thank you, Alan.
Come up to the here. Closer to the microphone.
That better.
All right, much better. So, Wes. You started many years ago at the phenomenal Saxon Hotel, and now you've spent the last 3 to 4 years working on this, what's been called the Saxon on steroids to some extent, in the Houghton.
Well, now you're putting me in a difficult position.
Okay, just okay, but it's an original. It's the Houghton Hotel.
It is.
Tell us about the hotel.
The hotel, as you said, is newly built, purposefully built. We opened in May this year, so it's still a baby.
950 people at that opening.
Yeah, phenomenal, crazy. Mm-hmm. Jillian was there. Unfortunately, I didn't get to see her. I'm not the, for the people not in the studio, I'm not the tallest of people, so I can't really see over a crowd. But a phenomenal property. We thrilled to have opened. 68 bedrooms, 7 penthouses, 4 pools. It's not your normal hotel. We're an urban resort. So we're a landmark in Johannesburg. Armani Spa. Football gymnasium, 4 restaurants, the venue. We can do up to 1,000 people in the venue. So please, guys, come sing.
We'll come and sing. Jill make.
Sounds amazing.
Jill make events. There's lots of. So this is really cool stuff. Everyone has been raving because they just launched the penthouse.
Yes.
And I know. So this is the. And those penthouses are. Just describe the penthouses for us, just to get the concept of how magnificent this hotel is.
So we launched the Rockstar Penthouse, which is our most prestigious suite in the hotel.
Mm-hmm.
It's an 830 square meter penthouse. Mm-hmm. It's 4 bedrooms. Sure. It's got 2 lounges, 2 TVs, 2 TV lounges, 2 dining spaces, a fully equipped kitchen with a walk-in pantry and scullery, 24-hour butler service, dedicated butler service,
mm-hmm.
chef upon request, a small gymnasium, double treatment room spa with a steam shower.
That's my kind of hotel room. Yeah. Wow.
Your own bar with your own bartender.
So yeah, it'd be great. It'd be fantastic. And it's just very well received. Very well.
And when those artists come, you're going to have to put a grand piano in there.
Well,
that type of stuff. This is why we added. Let's just say it.
Why not?
And so that is so cool. And has it been, are people applauding it, lauding it? What's going on?
It's been very well received. We want to be a hotel which is palatable for the local market, and not just be a normal five-star or luxury five-star in South Africa, where we only have rates appealing to international guests. We want to be attractable for local community supporting the hotel, and we want to engage with communities and SMEs surrounding the hotel, immediate hotel. But we also have to look after international guests, and this is where these penthouses come in. There's not ridiculous rates. You get phenomenal value adds along with the penthouse, apart from butlers and those sorts of things. Mm-hmm. But phenomenal value adds. It's been, as I mentioned, well received. Well, I had a few guests stay there already.
This is quite a beautiful location because it sits on one of the most prestigious Johannesburg golf courses.
The Arton Golf Course, yeah.
Been around for many, many years. And of course, it's historic to a number of degrees. Mm. You've also got great restaurants, great places to eat. And also in and around the surrounding areas, as you move away from there, you can go into Norwood, you can go into Sandton. So it's very, very... And I'm sure you've got chauffeur-driven cars. You've got all that stuff. I mean, that's what
we,
you do.
We have the transfers that can pick you up from the airport and take you wherever you need to go in South Africa. But we also... We understand where we are from a positioning point of view. So we have complimentary shuttle services to Rosebank, Melrose, Sandton and the like. And we do tours into Soweto. And we're engaging with the community, as I mentioned.
So we've got
a CI campaign with Melrose Arch Gallery. We get young artists through. We display the art. We get the artists through to come and have a chat with residents and have a chat with guests and kind of mingle and expose them as well.
So it's just a great way to showcase Johannesburg. And I want to just get this out there too. People keep saying Cape Town, then Durban. They're all phenomenal. But really, South Africa... and in Johannesburg in particular, offers some real special gems. We all live here.
Yeah.
I mean, the fanciest of the fancy live in Johannesburg. They really do. And why is that? It's because Joburg is a business capital.
It's a business capital. And like you say, people go to Cape Town, they go there on holidays. And a lot of people stay here and go down to Cape Town and Durban and wherever they like to go on the beach. We're bringing... vacation to Joburg.
Yeah, absolutely.
It really is a resort.
I heard that, and it's not like someone says to me, well, Sun City's like a bit, it's actually old. It's old and ragged. So you might as well enjoy. It is. It's looking old and haggard. Go to those rooms. It's not looking great. And so that's like
they did redo it though.
Where? Which part of it? Because when they're doing the one, they're doing in 10 years, they do the other part. Jill Grogan's going to say, "Don't do that," and then you're going to shoot yourself in the leg. I'm just saying, it's looking a little bit haggard. And so at least this is new. It's fresh. It's dynamic, and it's in Joburg. So why must we schlep all the way? I'm not saying it's all the way, but there's gems. People in Cape Town that live in Constantia go and they stay at the Bay Hotel at the sea. They stay in the same city. People do it in New York all the time. People do it in LA all the time.
That's very true.
So you should do that.
We are the new hotel, and everyone's curious. Everyone wants to come see and experience what we have on offer. The challenge is how we maintain it. So we've been open for 6 months.
So don't make it haggard.
Well, exactly.
Shabby.
Exactly.
Oh, Jill, come on. That's what it is.
Jill's going to come visit us soon.
I'm coming very soon. Sooner than you think.
See, exactly. Have you?
The car's waiting.
Okay. So I'm not, I mean, I dig Sun City. I'm just saying there's other options. This is cool.
There definitely is.
And I wish people started to say that your romantic night out, the things that you can do. And if you want to have your weekend away with your partner, or you want to find a spot before you go on honeymoon for 2 or 3 days before you take that flight out to Europe, these are things that you should be looking at. That's how it worked. I mean, I know that, so I can't wait to see how this hotel flies. And tell me about your chef.
So we recently appointed a chef called Brandon. He's a phenomenal guy. We're very excited to have him on board, and he's going to start launching some new dishes and new menus coming out in November. So
we'll be reviewing that. We'll get Brandon to the show.
Well, is this the way to get you to the hotel?
I've been busy. It's been packed. When I'm endorsing a hotel, generally I should have been there first, but I saw the pictures and I've heard from everybody. But I'm just happy that you're in studio to talk about this.
So we'll
do it again and we'll chat about it. And again, the show also does a lot of restaurant reviews. And so we had Potluck Club on recently. We had Test Kitchen. We had some of the great Cape Town restaurants. But there's some great stuff happening in Johannesburg. So again, I can't wait to taste Brandon Dunedin's food. Don't miss the Houghton Hotel. Wesley Grobler, thank you for joining us in studio.
Thank you, Alan.
Did you like the music? How good are these guys?
I don't want to leave.
I know. So thank you for being with us. I also want to thank the phenomenal guys from Nescafe for this. This is the Rick Coffee Nice Iced Coffee. Great flavors, and we can't wait to enjoy this and to have you. Maybe get a little fridge. You can just like stick some stuff for the people because it's hot. It's Joburg's 38 degrees. It's not cold. And of course, they've got the Nescafe original low-fat milk ice drink. So wonderful stuff. Thank you for being with us, Navesha. And we're going to get you to play some more with us as well. We like, guys, if you need things, you need to speak to people. That's people who know people. That's how it works. I also want to thank Cyrus Naka, all the way from Durban, for joining us, playing these keys. It's been rocking. Yep. The keys and the drums at the same time. So cool. Daniel Barron, album. We're going to get you and John all into studio, but don't miss it, Tula. And, of course, Miguel, My Baby Says She Loves Me.
Correct.
That's the
new one.
Okay, now, all right. Before we leave, we've got 2 minutes left, 2 or 3 minutes left. Let's do something together. What do you think? Can you sing?
No, there's no way.
okay. All right, can we sing? So what should we do together? Let's see what we can come up with.
Well, I feel like you can do something you know, or maybe. Oh, I don't know, because we can always grab lyrics of something.
Yeah, just grab lyrics.
I think the bongos.
Okay, let's stay there. Let's see what we can play.
Okay, so, do you have
Go, Dan, what do you want to go?
Let's do like a current hit. Trying to think. Let's do.
This is what we do. We put everyone on the spot. While they're thinking about it, don't forget Skin Sense Day Spa in Rivonia offers such a great range of beautiful treatments for men and for women. Please make sure that you get some of their specials. And again, Cancer Association of South Africa, really important. So support them. That's a really cool thing. And we've got the boys getting ready. I wanted to interview Mr. Naka, but he wouldn't do it. But we'll do it soon. Also, coming up again, don't miss Kinky Boots, the pantomime. Don't miss SA Style Awards. It's going to be a huge event. We're going to be doing that this month. We've also got the Million Dollar. We've got the Gary Player. The Style Awards are happening in Sandton City. We also got the Gary Player International, where we're going to be working with Brian McFadden from Westlife. We've got all the guys coming in to South Africa. So don't miss that. That's all coming through the month of November. Okay. And I believe they're staying, but I can't tell the people where they're staying. All right, so these two are going to get it going. Are you guys ready to rock it?
We're going
to
try.
We're ready.
Okay, all right, we've got some drums. We've got some. Do you want to come to these? Come here, play the drums here. Are you fine? Okay. Take it away. Daniel Barron and Miguel.
We'll surprise you.
Okay, good.
Cause you in sorrow. I never meant to cause you any pain. I only wanted one time to see you laughing.
Take the chorus.
Purple rain, purple rain. Purple rain, purple rain.
This is cliffcentral.com. Have a great, great week. Cheers from me.
Cliffcentral.com.